Blog Talk Radio.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hey folks, back here on Bass Admits Part 3. Jay, as I text you earlier today, there's a new wrinkle at car washes I was unaware of, Jay. They're now offering family plans at the car wash.
Family plans at a car wash? I've never heard of that.
Yes. And you, as you know me, that did not sit well with me. They had plastered three big signs about, quote, inquire about our family plan aside. At that point, I was so angry, I backed my car up the line, and I left.
That turned you off so bad, he didn't even go through with the car wash.
I sure did not. I would rather have a dirty vehicle than to let my car be washed by a car wash that has, quote, family plan like T-Mobile or Sprint or AT&T or Boost or Metro PCS. A family plan for a car wash. How does that even work? You know?
That doesn't even sound right.
I don't even know how that even begins. Like, do you have, you know, if you have two or more cars, the third one's free? Like, I don't understand even how does one... How does a family plan for a car even work?
I don't get that either. Like, what is the concept? How does this concept work? Is it like, you know, the whole household of vehicles gets, you know, car washes under the same monthly fee, or I don't even know how that works myself.
Like, if you had a rewards card, I understand that. I get a rewards card.
Yep, and loyalty programs and things like that. Those are normal.
I don't get family plans. And they're plastered on the damn building. Like, get inquired about the family plan inside. Like, hell no, I'm not. That sounds stupid to me. A family plan.
Yeah, that don't sound right. That sounds like that belongs to a cell phone store or some type of health insurance or something like that. But a car wash? Yeah, that don't even jive well.
And, yeah, people are wondering, why is this guy backing up out of the line and leaving? Because I'm angry by a dumbass sign. I'm smart.
You saw those signs and you hightailed it out of there.
It was like, not happening. No way in hell. Not today, not ever. That wasn't going to happen under my watch. I'm going to patronize a business that has family plans for car washes? Hell no. When that makes no damn sense to me at all.
Yeah, that is so wrong.
Like, is it a monthly fee? Well, for two cars, it's 25. I don't understand it. And this is another thing. Now, there are some jackasses who wash their cars every week. That I don't understand either. Because
a car only needs to be bathed like maybe once a month.
Exactly. There's a jackass I know who goes every week on Saturday morning.
Wow.
I don't understand it. His car wash is $30. He gets the super supreme wash, tells me what the hell.
Oh, he gets that total stuff. He's getting like everything.
But they put the work. Okay. You go every week. But I don't understand it. How does your car get that dirty in a week?
Right, that's the thing I don't understand. Why is this car that dirty in just 1 week?
And okay, and the man works at Porsche. Porsche's lot is by the airport. It's not very dirty. It's the Porsche lot. So
he's probably just being extra for no reason. Like, you know, some people are. It's like they just feel like they're somebody or like they're doing something because they get their car washed every week. I think that's one of those things, more of like a psychological thing, so that he feels like he's better than everybody, even though his car doesn't actually have to be washed.
Yeah, he goes every Saturday morning.
It wouldn't happen with me. Nope, that's too much money.
Actually, he spends $120 a month on car washes, minimum.
Literally, yep.
And I don't understand. Now, maybe this is me. This is just my take. Wasn't all that washing until you rolled your paint?
That's what I would be thinking, because I think that there is a such thing as being washed too much. Unless he's having that protecting stuff put on the car as well.
No, it's a basic one of those running your car through the damn things, and you put whatever it does, and he shoots you out, and phone.
Shoots you out? Shoots you out?
Yeah, whatever that damn thing does, like, shit.
I don't think it's worth, honestly, I don't even think it's worth the $30 to begin with. I think a basic car wash for $10 to $15 is more than just fine.
Jay, you know what popped in my head just now?
What?
Remember when Alvin tried to wash his clothes for me at the car wash?
Yup, I remember when you told me that, yup.
It just popped in my head, that take came back to me. He tried to wash his clothes for the car wash. Woo, one of the worst takes ever in life, people. Lord. Dang, that was funny. Dude, yeah, he does every Saturday. So, I wonder would my man qualify for a family plan since he goes so much? Or is only on one car?
You know what he probably does? He probably has one of those things, because I know that car washes, they also have where you can pay like a monthly amount, but you get to go as many times as you want for that monthly fee.
Gotcha. And then you have losers who be is a little vacuum. It's not help. You want to need some help vacuuming your car? Hell no. I ask for you don't help. Get out of my face. Like, you need a vacuum? I can vacuum my own car. Thank you. But, yeah, it just threw me off that, you know, it threw me for a loop. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we're playing sport. Car washes. Not a good take at all.
No, it's not.
You know, Jay's another new take that Atlanta was chosen for one of Walmart's pilots. Walmart introducing their 24/7 365 patrol and security unit to patrol their stores to ensure, quote, customer safety from parking lot through pay. What are your thoughts on Walmart hiring their own in-house security patrol to patrol the lots in the stores?
I don't think that they need security in the parking lot at all. If they're going to have security, they should have them inside the store. You know, have the security that's either right at the front where you first walk in, or have the ones that are actually like on their feet and walking around the store.
Exactly. They're going to have fleets and cars, and they will patrol the lot in cars and have manpower on the ground in the lots. Like, really? Like, is this army? Is it a manpower on the ground in the lots? Are you kidding me? What kind of take is that?
It is not that serious. I mean, seriously?
Quote, manpower on the lot on the ground. Manpower in the lot on the ground. That's the take.
They're just being extra for no reason.
Another reason why I should not ever go to Walmart. They give a reason why I shouldn't shop there every day. Like, really? Why do I want to go? I got to deal with top flight when I go now.
Yeah, because I think that would be, like, intimidating. Like, you roll into the Walmart parking lot to go about your day, do your grocery shopping or whatever you're there for, and then, boom, you see all these patrol units all over the parking lot. It's a little bit of an intimidating shopping experience.
I don't understand. You know what they should do at Walmart? Is it one? How about getting rid of the Walmart salon? How about that? How about the Walmart subway? How about that? Get rid of those things. Or the Walmart nail shop. Or the Walmart bank. Or the Walmart credit union that you have in the bank. Also, one of my worst things about Walmart, Jay, is the Walmart Auto Center. Why would anybody want great value tires on their car?
Great value tires. Why would they want an oil change done at Walmart? That just don't sound good.
And I see clowns taking their cars to the Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.
Yeah, they do.
Those tires are bald as hell. Got no trail them tires at all.
And yet they're still charging like $70 for those tires.
Man, what you said. And my final grievance at Walmart is this, Jay. I discussed this before. The Walmart Vision Center. The optometry in Walmart.
Yep.
I am not going to be having some great value contacts in my eye.
Great value contacts.
Also be great.
No, actually,
solution.
They actually do write you, for, like, when you get your prescription and stuff like that, you can actually get, like, Fresh Looks contacts or whatever the other name brands are. They're not
I
great
you,
value.
Thank God. So they've improved.
You said great value contacts.
They've improved since then. Because, I took a young lady to Walmart in 2017, and they offered her some great value, and I was like, lost my damn mind.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know they even had great value contacts, to be honest with you.
They did.
Because I know they have a contract with 1-800-CONTACTS. That's their partner.
Yeah, but part of it was great value, and I about lost my damn mind in that damn place.
Wow.
I started to cuss, and the lady got scared. I don't control her life, but you're not getting any great value content on me. Not why I'm with you. Do it on your own. I will leave you here. That's what I'm saying. I will leave you here. I will not let you in my vehicle if you get these great value. You better come better.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are not having it.
No. I was like, no. First of all, the fact that I bought you to Walmart to go to the eye doctor was concession enough, okay? Now, like hell, I'm going to say, why you giving me great value context? Like hell, no, I'm not. Oh, no. Ain't happened. Not on my watch. You're not getting my call that crap. No way. So, yeah, that's how that went. But she ended up with some AccuVues. Praise God for that. They had AccuVues.
Yeah, those are good contacts.
Somehow, some lady who's G-Strip wrong has had AccuVue. Gave her a sample pair, I guess. Whatever they gave me. She ordered them, but yeah, it was pathetic. So yes, Walmart in all its glory, or bad taste in my opinion, now we have security and patrol with the pilot starting here in Atlanta, unfortunately. So starting July 1st, Jay, we'll be sending Walmart here, patrols outside, top flight Walmart security inside, and they ain't gonna stop stealing, they won't steal from your ass. They ain't gonna stop nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, Walmart, wasting your money. But if you want to waste money, Walmart, be my guest, because you all are losers. And up next on the Boss Bad Show, part 4, Jay and Boss Bad Taste. We got a lot of bad taste for you this week. We got one more segment after the break. Stick with us. BossManShow.com.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. Today we have them from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Album is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush. Vicky, who is that? An old boyfriend. Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City. Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow. Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my jeans might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.